Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for having accepted our invitation. We read in a press release of the Australian Prime Minister that the late Roel Wallenberg will be recognized as an honorary Australian citizen. This is the first time that Australia has bestowed such an honor. I think it's an extraordinary fact that the media release arrived the same day when Hungarian people remember the victims of the Holocaust. The 16th of April is the anniversary of the foundation of the first ghetto in Hungary in 1944. So, Mr. Ambassador, I'd like to have your comment on this important event.
It's a significant day for Hungary. It's a significant day for Australia and for Roel. And I'm delighted that it's turned out to be so. With Roel Wallenberg, we are dealing with one of the most significant figures involved in humanitarian aid in the 20th century, and I suppose one of the most mysterious figures in World War II in what subsequently happened to him. But his rescue operations for Holocaust or potential Holocaust victims, role as someone who organised a wide network across Europe, has been seen in subsequent generations as being work of a very fine, compassionate and outgoing man who used all these abilities to stop death and destruction. Australia joins a series of countries in having posthumously awarded him honorary citizenship. It is the case with the United States of America and with the Dominion of Canada. The Republic of Israel has also conferred honorary citizenship upon him, and he has also been declared a hero, one of those who helped save the Jewish people during the Second World War. It's therefore something that is of international significance. It's been proposed to the Australian government for some time that they should act in this particular way. It will be a matter of note, a pleasing note for the Australian government, that is very significant for the people of Hungary, and that a matter of note in your country.
In the press release of the Australian Prime Minister, we can read, among others, "The lives of those he rescued are Mr. Wallenberg's greatest memorial, and Australia is honoured to have survivors he rescued living in Australia today."
That's true. It was around support and recognition for those that he had rescued that the Australian government has come to the decision to make this award and to present this. He was one of the righteous amongst the nations, as the Republic of Israel would say. All his work has been recognised as being of the highest humanitarian courage and bravery and initiative to save so many people.
So, Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much, and let's hope that the memory of Roel Wallenberg keeps on living in the hearts of the Hungarian people.
Thank you, and I think that that step by the Australian government would be a part of keeping the memory and the memorial to the standards of compassion and courage of Roel Wallenberg before the eyes of the world.